Well, good day, folks. This is Anne from Transition the Grove, and I'm happy to be with you today. I hope you are well. We've got a full program for you today, as usual. There's been a lot happening this week to try and digest and make sense of for what it means for our community. Remember, with Transition the Grove, we're always trying to look at things from a perspective of building local community, building a local community that is what we call resilient. Resilient means that we are able to survive and spring back from crises and disasters, some of which face us in a rapidly changing world today. So we want a strong, close, connected community with good skills. So we try and translate some of the things that happen around the world into what they mean for us here locally. A lot has been happening this week. I'll do a quick run through and then we'll come back to some of them. Ross Garnaut, the climate change advisor to the federal government, was speaking in Brisbane this week and we'll give a report on that. A political party called the Citizens Electoral Council, which is active locally, was also visibly present at that meeting, and I'll talk briefly about a scientist that they quote called Ernest Georg Beck. There was a meeting on the case for adult and continuing education, a very interesting meeting, and it discusses local learning. We'll talk a little bit about that. We'll talk about what's happening in the world's oil markets and about the age of gas that is fast coming. We'll talk about energy and water price rises that are happening this week, war and peace and China and the US and what it means for the army base at Enoggera. Then we'll have a talk about what it means to be ordinary folk with old-fashioned values in this suburban community that we live in. Talk about some changes in the federal Senate and our politicians and firefighters and the trust ratings they got. There has been a volunteering expo on this week. What does that mean for local? We have been preparing a health literacy proposal and there has been a very good response to that so far. The State Emergency Service is very active in our community, and also TRAMS, the Tuesday Retired Active Men's Shed. And some of our local men are going along to both these groups, although the State Emergency Service also has women volunteers, where they learn good skills for emergencies, rescues, working with tools, fixing things. The Alternative Technology Association had a meeting on air conditioner efficiency this week, and it was a very good meeting. The community garden, there was a community garden meeting, and then members did a site inspection, touring around the suburb on Sunday morning, looking at good potential sites for a community garden with allotments in the local community. It's been superb weather, hasn't it? Absolutely delightful. For getting out in the garden, planting seedlings, weeding, pruning, scraping weeds out of the brick paving, repairing retaining walls. Just wonderful weather for starting to clear up some of that wild stuff that had happened in the garden over the summer months. The Fenny Grove markets on Sunday morning were absolutely bustling with life. And there are school holidays now on with Capera Baptist Church and the Grove Community Church, both running programs for school-age students during the holidays. So we hope you enjoy the program today. You can always find Transition the Grove on the website at www.transitionthegrove.org.au. Then we have a community calendar, a community directory, and you can join up and add events to that calendar and be part of the local forum discussions. We encourage you to do so. Take part in the local community here.